but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Summer means longer days and sometimes longer weekends. Make the most of yours with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. In-store, online, store-wide. Get grilling and saving with a 5-burner Next Grill for only $199. Regularly $249. Save on everything from mulch to mowers. Ready, set, summer. Memorial Day savings. Here now, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done while supplies last.
Bart and Han.
If you look at Aaron Rodgers and you look at his age, they're looking at him as a 37-year-old quarterback. Not only does he have at least 5 more years of dominant football, but he didn't play for 3 years. So you need to take 3 years and subtract from 37 and say, okay, Aaron Rodgers body-wise is 34 as far as scar tissue, as far as wear and tear, as far as injuries.
Bart and Han. Weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour three. Mo Thibodeau, Jordan, has a take on the NBA, specifically the Pels. So we'll do that. As it is Friday, I'm excited. Aren't you?
It's Friday.
I made you wait.
I was like, hold on.
Well, I had it. I made you wait. Oh, there it is. Right above your shoulder, LeBron and AD combined for 55 points. Lakers game 3 win. We haven't heard from AD, and what a dirty play Devin Booker made, huh? At the end of that game with 35 seconds to play.
AD wants Devin Booker out of the NBA, apparently.
Out of the NBA, really?
What he said. I didn't actually say that, but...
I had so much hope. It didn't look, you know... It was a winnable game at halftime. And then Charles Barkley had to go challenge LeBron. And you know LeBron in the locker room was watching that, and Chuck said, quote, he looks uninvested. Something's wrong with LeBron. Jordan, LeBron went on a 4-0 run. Then the next three plays were assists by LeBron and then a three by LeBron. And then it was a 7 or 9 point game and timeout. Double digit lead. Phoenix hadn't scored. Thank you, Charles Barkley, for that. I appreciate that. That falls in the same line of like you tweeting
absolutely.
With 5 to play, me tweeting, this is a win or this guy's going to be great and he gets injured and never makes an NFL roster. I mean, seriously, the guy just said he looks uninvested and then just comes out and him and AD decide to, oh, really? There goes Phoenix's chances to win the series. I think they're done, huh?
Phoenix?
Yeah. Chris Paul.
I think they might have one more game.
You think, I don't,
fight left
do you see
them.
That right now? Where would you think they are in the Western Conference? We had a caller say he thinks Dallas looks like the best team in the West.
If they were healthy, they'd be.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz just put 141. They're healthy. They're the best team in the West, aren't they?
Yes.
I got to give it to Ja, though, man. Last game, he tried to dunk on Rudy Gobert, huh? Saw that play? Dude gets zero bleeps. You know what he wasn't trying to do, Jordan? Lay it up.
Oh, come on.
What? I'm just saying.
You don't need to get into this.
No, I'm just if you're going to get your shot blocked, then have it be blocked like that. In all its splendor, an outstretched arm, 5 fingers spread out, trying to get as much ball as possible, feet pointed down because you're elevated, while someone's cocked back and ready to dunk it on your head. That's a block that I'll, hey man, that's a good block. Not fast break, open court, nothing but rim in front of you and backboard, and block from behind.
Is that Michael Jackson? Sound like Michael Jackson there.
I'm sorry. I just, hee-hee. You don't think you could have used those points that turned out to be blocks? I'm just, Speaking of.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Wait, where's that from?
Bad, the video.
That's right.
This well before your time.
Well, no, I forgot.
But I will say this. The next time a layup gets blocked.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
That's the new sounder. There's no excuse, man. There's no. If I remotely had an opportunity to have a sneaker named after me. You think I'm laying anything up? I'm just, answer me. You've been practicing in your driveway on the North Shore in the blistering sun, going through mosquito-infested nights to try to learn to dunk. If you ascertain the ability to dunk and you have open court
I'd be dunking every time.
And some dude throws you the ball out ahead and there is no one in front of you, are you laying it up? Simple question, yes or no?
I'm not laying it up.
Thank you.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
All right, let's move on. I don't know where. It just bothers me, man. It's a mindset. Speaking of mindset, here's Anthony Davis. Thankfully, he was okay last night. I know he had like some little ice pack or something on his knee. He hobbled a bit. He looked like he was fighting through stuff. He's going to be all right, though, right, Jordan? He looks like, remember, we're Lakers fans the next two games. Travis, we're with you. I want to know what it's like, you know? Joe Myers gets to call a playoff game, so he's finding out what it's like to call playoffs. I want to know what it's like to actually, you know, root for a winning team. So we're Laker fans.
Let's go Lakers.
Yeah, what's the chant? Is that it? Just let's go Lakers?
L-A.
Well, how do you do it? Is it L-A?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay.
Who cares?
Here's AD on Booker.
Can't happen. Can't do that. I mean, they've been chirping this playoff basketball, but you don't push a guy out the air like that. Two hands. It's a dirty play. Dennis could have really got hurt right there. You know, we keep it in between the lines. And I know Monty, you know, he's not that type of coach. I mean, he probably going to say something to him, but you know, that just can't happen. You know, hard fouls, things like that. Playoff basketball, we accept those. But, you know, just to blatantly push a guy, you know, with two hands out the air, it's a scary play. You know, good thing he's okay. But plays like that, you know, is unacceptable.
That's right. Just like when, you know, he goes up for a shot and he accidentally, Jordan, remember we're Laker fans now. You accidentally kick Jay Crowder in the unmentionables. I mean, that's an accident. What Devin Booker did was criminal. He'd be charged, actually. I would agree with you. Throw him out, rest
throw
of the series.
Throw him out, yeah.
Rest of the series. That's uncalled for.
He's not allowed. I think that's more despicable than, you know, dropping the popcorn.
Oh.
On Russell.
Oh. On the jump right now. On the screen.
Oh, come on. That's all it was.
Reaction to CP3's teams losing 11 straight playoff games officiated by Scott Foster. Apparently CP and him have a really good relationship, the official. Boy, you think I do conspiracy theories. You got to do some research to go back and look at. I mean, but if that's the case.
Well, there was that time when the Saints were.
I mean, do you think that's something? 11 straight games lost?
Well, there was.
I think that's cool.
There was that time where one of the referees.
Huh?
It was like a ref that was reffing one of the Saints games.
Did you tweet it? What's more real, an NBA playoff game or the WWE? I mean, when you see a comment like that, Chris Paul's lost 11 straight playoff games officiated by this one official. Oh, they're arguing. Oh, this goes back last year to OKC. Stop it. No, they don't do that, huh? The NBA's not pro wrestling. No way. Come on. It's as real as Rocky and Mr. T fighting. It's one of my favorite sounders, by the way.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Chirping out there. That's a flagrant. I mean, what What Booker did was a flagrant. You can't, you shouldn't shove somebody in the air two hands like that. Could have faked it a little bit better. Did we talk enough about this already? You want to hear from LeBron? I mean, would I not be doing my job if you don't hear from LeBron? Because again, at halftime, did he thank Chuck after the game?
We're tied two votes already.
Yeah, just making adjustments. I was reading the game. I wasn't reading the game like I would like to in the first half. So came back into the locker room, made some mental adjustments. You know, for me individually, that I felt like we worked for our team, and we was able to, you know, to spark a run in third.
That night was tough. I want Portland to win too. Do you want Portland to win, Dame? Although I thought about this, the best way to get Damian Lillard in a trade would be if, you know, they have a first round. Well, no, don't do that. I'm just saying.
Now we're going to conspiracy
theory. A first round exit. If I'm Portland, I'm like, well, why keep this guy? He, you know, he makes all this money. We still can't get past the first round, and you know, no. Damian Lillard on the loss last night?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a team hits 23s, you know, and you're not shooting the ball well, it's going to be, you know, either a really close game or, you know, a game where you having to really fight to win it. You know, but we tied the game up, you know, 91-91, and I just felt like other than Austin Rivers hitting a few threes, you know, they hit some big shots. You know, it just seemed like everything we did was a foul. I mean, I just felt like, you know, maybe some of them were fouls, but every damn thing we did down the stretch of a playoff game, the whistle was just blown.
Oh, imagine that. Even so, Damian Lillard, everything that they did, whistle. Denver, Austin Rivers, your friend, you'll set picks.
Unbelievable.
What we got. What's the voting right now? What's more real, NBA playoff games or WWE? I mean, Dame, he already fits with the Pelicans, doesn't he? He just said, anytime another team shoots 23s and we don't shoot the ball well, that's Pelicans basketball, right? And then he says, you know, then the whistles seem to go the other way. I mean, he walks in perfectly.
Jay Fowl, is that why Ric Flair used to be at the Hornets games?
Yes. Yes. There is.
I mean, we have a close vote.
I told you it's not going to be like 80-20. There are a lot of people that believe that these outcomes have already been predetermined. And when I'm just saying, you can conspiracy theory goosey all this, you're an idiot, and stop, when's the next show? But literally on ESPN, The Jump, their daily basketball show, they just had a topic where the lower third, the little box of graphics, said, what's your reaction to Chris Paul losing 11 straight playoff games to games refereed by a certain official?
The WWE has just taken the lead.
There it is. One more for you. I will tell you this, the crowd, even though they know that somebody has determined who's winning that game, they will absolutely be invested in that.
The NBA playoffs took the back.
All right,
now we're tied.
Now we're tied. It's going to be a battle, man. It's going to be a battle until the official rules in favor of the NBA and gives them two free throws at 5 seconds
correct.
To go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, like we saw that with the Pels game, right? What game was that? I forgot. What was the game like?
A lot of them.
No, Brandon Ingram or somebody fouled. Somebody fouled.
Oh, the Jazz game.
Yes. Fouled with like 0.5. That's it. Get to the free throw line, son. Win the game. We've done this show before. What officiating has the most impact? Soccer was a close second, but a lot of people felt the NBA. Yes, you can say a holding, but in the NFL, you have... how many officials? Six?
In the NBA?
No, NFL. NBA is three. But in the NFL, like MLB, I guess the home plate umpire can have an effect. Yes, obviously strikes and balls. But I just think in the NBA, I blow a whistle on you. I blow another whistle on you and you have two fouls in the first, you have changed the complexity of a game. If I don't blow the whistle on your team and you're playing aggressive.
Seven in college and NFL.
You know? I just think it'd be very hard for an officiating crew, and it can. We have watched games in the NFL where you go, oh my goodness, right? I mean, Sean Payton talks about this. That they actually do research. They know and they game plan per the officiating crew. So it does determine things, but that is a remarkable thing. Again, here's a national show with partnership of the NBA, and a segment on The Jump just now was, what is your reaction to Chris Paul losing 11 straight playoff games with certain official being the head of officials? It's pretty remarkable. And then it showed video of him and that official arguing pretty much every time. Yikes. Marlon Favorite joins us next on ESPN New Orleans.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
Physical therapy for health issues or following an injury can be very beneficial and help restore your physical function. One form of physical therapy that makes exercise and treatment less painful and as a result more successful, leading to an improved quality of life, is aquatic therapy.
Aquatic therapy takes place in the water under the supervision of a trained therapy expert and uses water resistance instead of weights. People of all ages, including those with special needs and physical limitations, can benefit from aquatic therapy. It can even be used if someone does not know how to swim.
Thibodaux Regional is proud to offer cutting-edge aquatic therapy equipment. The HydroWorks therapy pool is designed to be very versatile so that a wide variety of patients with certain health conditions can be treated, such as paralysis, stroke rehabilitation, arthritis therapy and relief, post-surgical rehab, and so much more. What makes the HydroWorks therapy pool effective is its innovative use of technology to promote healing. One key element is the underwater treadmill. Using an underwater treadmill monitored by video cameras promotes proper gait and encourages correct biomechanics while walking or running underwater. Another key component is the movable floor. For patients with mobility issues, the HydroWorks therapy pool has a movable floor that makes it easy for children, older adults, or anyone with orthopedic conditions to get in and out of the pool without using steps or ladders.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Let me show you how our HydroWorks therapy pool can help keep athletes safely in the game. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process. Completing HydroWorks therapy workouts after an athletic injury can have the following benefits: increase mobility and strength, maintain fitness levels, decrease swelling, improve the balance and stability, and pain relief. Buoyancy allows for more range of motion and can increase joint flexibility. The warm water also helps improve circulation, relax muscles, and improve healing.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
985-493-4502 or www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit thibodaux.com.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Don't forget, coming up at 4:30, Paul Menary's official retirement announcement press conference. No doubt Matt Moscone, after further review, will carry it. Matt will join us, of course, at the top of the hour with his show. We'll have his thoughts on Menary calling it a career after this season. Glenn Gilbo joined us back at 12:45. He flat out says he absolutely believes Kevin O'Sullivan will be the next head baseball coach at LSU. Sharif Eishak saying there's a lot of smoke to that. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And neither gentleman was surprised by this. Marlon Favorite joins us, as he does on Mondays and Fridays around this time. Sir, how are you?
All is well, Goose, man. Feeling pretty good. Me and my wife, we did like a little staycation for our anniversary on yesterday. So we're just really getting back home. And brother, just been enjoying the wonderful weather, man. Hello.
You've gotten to put on the purple and gold, man. And look, we say this all the time, but having won a national championship there, I'm not joking when people say it's football then baseball at LSU, huh?
That's right on. Football and then baseball. I mean, it was probably about 2 years, maybe about a 3 year window where Shimon Augustus and you know, you had that Glenn Big Baby Davis thing going on and all of that stuff with the Final Fours. I mean, at that time, basketball took second place, but then baseball comes right back with a, you know, national championship in 2007. So, yeah, I would say consistently baseball is probably second to football at LSU.
Did you know many players that were on the diamond when you were in your days at LSU?
Gus, just a few, right? You know, a lot of times, and I'm so sorry about that to our guys, and probably a lot of us would say this to LSU football players, we didn't pay attention to the baseball as much as we did, but when our buddies were on. So, like, Chad Jones and Jarrett Mitchell, we would pay attention to them. But I would know everybody's face when I see them throughout the campus. But that's something outside of that 07 team I'm a bit embarrassed about, especially with the success that they had there. But, you know, of course, guys like Chad Jones, as I mentioned, kind of kept me in the loop at times. But, man, it's one of those things. LSU baseball, and back then, you know, you had the Alex Box, but it was at a different location. Now that they have a brand-new stadium and, you know, it really shows growth of the program.
Marlon, did you ever play baseball at all?
I never played organized baseball. Mm-hmm. But I tell you one thing, at PE, at Ellendon Middle School, I was a king, man. I'm telling you, Gus. I was bad, bro. I could hit that thing, man.
Cabbage ball? Let's be honest. Like, was it a baseball? I mean, was it a big cabbage ball that was the size of a basketball? And basically, I mean, it's kind of like a pinata. You should be able to hit something that big. I'm just trying to figure out.
No, I've actually knocked a couple out of the park. When I connect, hello, somebody. That thing's gone.
Jordan will back me up on this. I'm not going to doubt you because Jordan and I'm not going to say we doubted you. I mean, you were a college national champion, but you smoked us in the 40-yard dash in the Harley-Davidson race.
So, it wasn't even close.
I mean, you are an incredible athlete. So if you're telling me you went yard, he went yard.
I
absolutely believe it because I was just interested. I could see you as a catcher. You know, you're D-lineman. You like getting down and dirty. The sweatier and dirtier you are, the better you probably feel you played. And that describes catcher.
And Gus, I'll be real with you, brother.
Who's bowling over you at home plate?
No one.
2, 3, go ahead, throw fastball. Let's get him. I'm telling you, what I loved about baseball the most playing in middle school was all my peers, they know once we got to the first base, once we got to the plate, if I connect with that thing, it's out of there. You know, that's one thing about me, bro. It's probably a sport I wish I would have kind of pushed on my kids more. You know what I'm saying? Because it's baseball, you know, they deal with Tommy Johns and stuff like that, but they don't really have any major injuries in very long careers. And by the way, they get paid the big bucks.
Guaranteed contract, sir. That's how it works. Let's talk a little football here with Marlon Favorite, as we like to do on Mondays and Fridays here. But of course, as you hear, life as well. So yesterday, the Vegas and them and the sports betting people came out with the over win totals, right? And the SEC over win totals look like this. Shockingly, Alabama's at the top with 11.5 wins, Jordan. 11.5, which basically means, what, undefeated season maybe or something like that. They expect them to, at best, lose a game. Georgia's next, 10.5. You got the Aggies after them at 9.5. Gators 9, LSU 8.5. So they think LSU will have more wins than Auburn, Missouri with 7. Kentucky 6.5, Tennessee 6. Arkansas, Mississippi State each at 5.5 wins. South Carolina 4, Vandy 3. So when you hear about LSU 8.5, Matt yesterday when he did this said 9-3 is a good season. He think it would be a good step and a good, an understandable season for LSU. Do you think 8.5, 9 would be what you would put them next year?
I think that's fair. Just me knowing where this team, the direction this team is headed, and looking at the 5-5 season last year with losing a lot of those guys, I would probably put them somewhere about 9-10 wins. I think they can pull off a 10-win deal. Because, I mean, this is how I look at it, Gus. Okay, Alabama, right? Florida. You know, you look at those two games, and those are the only games, in my opinion, that kind of put me in a position to say LSU could potentially lose those two, or more than likely lose those two. But when you look at the SEC West, and I think Ole Miss, they're going to be a while until they really get where they need to be. You look at Auburn. Of course, Bo Nix is their guy. You have P.J. Finley that transferred there. But, you know, they still have some work to do, too. I do think LSU sits right at that, about 9-10 win tier.
What do you think of T.J. Finley? We haven't talked about that transferring to Auburn.
Well, I thought it was a decent business move for him. I mean, you still have Bo Nix, so you're going to go compete wherever you go. I don't know what happened fully with T.J. in that situation. But I guess he kind of felt like maybe that they wasn't as patient with him as they needed to be. But you're looking at a guy that has some SEC wins under his belt. I know he is LSU through and through, played for the old ball coach Hank Tierney at Ponchatoula. And since he was a kid to play for LSU to achieve that dream. And I guess in his mind, he's achieved that dream and went to LSU, played, actually was a starting quarterback. And but Gus, I mean, it's not just about TJ. It's just about this generation in general, Gus. Like, and I understand it. Like, it's one side of me that respects the business side of it for the players and the fact that that they did earn the opportunity to be where they are and have a decision of what they can do moving forward. I mean, the best story to tell is Kelvin Joseph. I mean, they're talking Greedy Williams this and Derek Stingley that. Hey, I'm not going to get caught up in this political thing or this competing for with some very talented guys. I'm going to transfer to Kentucky, another SEC school, compete there, go against the same competition, and get drafted second round overall to the Dallas Cowboys. That is more common nowadays. It's just different. But I kind of wish some of these guys would just fight it out, Gus. You know, go compete.
It's interesting you bring that up because earlier today, it was 12-3. UNO was taking on Southeastern, Jordan's new school. And remember, he was at LSU, transferred to SLU, and now he's a Lion. They were down 12-3, and he had entered the transfer portal. Now, they've made a comeback to try to get it closer. He's reconsidering going back to Hammond. But I understand this younger gen, Marlon, just literally his baseball team is losing, and he's like, you know what, maybe I need to go finish my college career somewhere else. I mean, that's just the way it is right now.
Yeah, man, I thought, and I was honest about this. I don't know if I was on your show, if I was out there on 104.5 in Baton Rouge, but I thought that Eric Gilbert had jumped the deal too quick. I mean, just in that little bit of time, you get to LSU at the beginning of the year, right? You play a season. You don't have a good season. And then you just jump in the portal. Like, before the year was up, he was talking about transferring. And to me, that's a huge issue. That an Alabama don't deal with all the time, right? You're able to get your guys there. Like, some of these guys are one-year starters at Alabama. But when you're winning, everybody is winning and want to be a part of your program. So they're winning enough to stay above that threshold of transfer. But Coach Saban is handling it just like he handles it in the NFL. Hey, Jalen, come sit in my office. Hey, probably better. This kid, too, is going to start. This is my guy. I think you should transfer to Oklahoma. I think stuff like that happens. Because Jalen's deal was clean, right? He transferred, was up for the Heisman, and then goes to the NFL and earned a starting job with the Philadelphia Eagles. because he still gets drafted in the second round because it was a better business deal. So for the young athletes out there, Gus, I'm glad we have an opportunity to be a very high-end businessman and make business decisions for my career. But at the end of the day, you have to make the right decisions. And sometimes it's just better to pump the brakes and stay where you are and compete.
It's very true. Marlon Favorite, as always, man, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, the long weekend here as well. Tell your family hola and enjoy the staycation. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week on Tuesday.
You do the same, Goose. Y'all have a good one, brother.
Yep. At Big Fave 504 is the way to follow on Twitter.
See Big Fave.
Inside the Trenches, the podcast, Jordan, is the way to do so as well. My buddies are having a little private conversation too as well, like, about Kevin O'Sullivan. You know, a lot of people believe that.
They want him.
So, yeah. I think it's more like there's no way he's coming. Why would he come? And again, I asked Sharif that. I asked Glenn Gilbo that, you know, why? Well, more support. And we'll see, you know, if it happens. So Leo Haggerty is on the phone. We'll come to him when we come back as well. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It's so on. The SiriusXM Listen Free event is happening now. Just press the sat button in your car to hear over 100 channels, including ad-free music of every kind, plus sports play-by-play and talk and news for everyone. Enjoy even more free when you download the SXM app. Hear expertly curated podcasts, ad-free extra channels of music for any mood, SiriusXM video, and the ability to create your own Pandora music stations. Don't miss out. Listen free now.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. We have a few questions of the day.
You like my fatherly advice I just gave you?
Yes, I do enjoy that very much.
There you go. Well, that's what I'm here for in between breaks.
So, LSU.
It's good advice, I'm telling
LSU you. LSU fans, what is your favorite Paul Maneri moment with him announcing his retirement from coaching LSU baseball? Also, what coach do you want to see coach this LSU baseball team next? We also have a poll question. What's more real, NBA playoff game or the WWE?
Yep.
Right now, leading the way with 68.2%, the WWE.
I'm telling you. Leo Haggerty, Sports Magazine. There are people that obviously believe the NBA playoffs are predetermined, just like, say, the WWE opener. Leo, what's more real to you, a wrestling match under Vince McMahon or Adam Silver's NBA where Chris Paul just lost his 11th straight game officiated by a certain official?
You know what, Gus? Toss a coin. It's kind of crazy when you look at it, but... The NBA has almost become unwatchable for two reasons. One, they can't even spell defense, more or less play it.
Right.
The second is it's hard to watch a game with no fans. And I don't care what people say, just being able to play in that environment, it's like a scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And there's no noise. You know, we took in a Raptors game, and you could actually hear the ball bouncing at the free throw line when we were in the press box. And we were up like 100 feet in the air, and it just it has no atmosphere. It has no zip. It has no pizzazz. And I'll tell you, Gus, it's hard to watch. So I think some of it's predetermined. I mean, they want the Lakers to win. That's for sure.
I correctly predicted on, what was it, Jordan, when I do it, Tuesday?
Oh, they're going to say the Kevin O'Sullivan.
Well, no. I was
the first foul would be
right. Game
Anthony
two
Davis
of the Lakers Suns game after you know the national media went bananas and called them soft and you know he didn't drive to the basket and all that. I said it's not going to be a minute until Anthony Davis shoots a free throw. Leo, in exactly 58 seconds, Anthony Davis was at the free throw line and a foul was called. Three Suns players had at least two personal fouls. Two of them had three personal fouls in the first minute of the second quarter. So it affected the game, yes. There's no doubt. And since then, they've dominated the paint.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you got those two guys, just park them down low, especially with Phoenix, who likes to play a perimeter game anyway with the Devin Booker and those people, you know, you got to pound it inside and make them work on defense. But, Gus, I'll tell you what, watching the Dallas Mavericks is fun. I'll tell you, 77 could play. I don't care what you say, mm-hmm. but he is a player, and he is somebody I'd pay to go watch.
Yep, Luka Doncic, man. Nothing surprises me, really, when you see that guy. He's so big and yet athletic and fluid and he's got a little attitude to him too now. Going into the playoffs, he needed one more technical and he has to sit out a game for hitting the level of, 16, 17 technicals.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. He's into Draymond Green territory, if you know what I mean.
I do. All right, let's talk a little football because one of the things I love to bring up with you, sir, is not only the NFC South, but the rest of the NFL. But you know what? I said this week, and I was hoping that it didn't upset anybody. I don't know how you're not a fan of Tom Brady. Like, especially now. My man's meme game this week with the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau thing was fantastic. Like, you're seeing a personality in the side of Tom Brady that people didn't see in New England. And I think it's hilarious. Like, this guy gives zero bleeps. I mean, I love it. I mean, that guy's out there trolling everybody from Rodgers to Brooks to every. It's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, he's become pretty much of a media icon now because
right.
people are following him. But, Gus, I'll tell you what. Here's the one thing that no one's put out. I've got the over-under at 12 holes before he rips his pants. You want the over or the under?
I'm going to go over. I don't think you think he'll rip his pants?
He ripped them the first time.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, so, you know, okay. Tom, you know, it was a little rainy, a little wet, and but I think Tom will wear a little loosely fitted garment this time.
One of the things we played this week, Leo, was a couple of quarterbacks, their OTAs and stuff. Let's stay in your state. Over there in Miami, Tua basically said he didn't know what he was doing last year and has to work on every aspect of quarterbacking. That's been sort of dissected, to say the least, by a lot of the national folks as to, oh, my goodness, this guy doesn't know what to do for safeties in the box. I don't know if it's a product of when he played, especially that year at Alabama where, as I tell Jordan all the time, the guy didn't play in fourth quarters. They were drumming people so much. But I do think he knows how to read some defenses and stuff. I think what he was saying is this new offense that he's learning this year as opposed to last year and the nuances of being an NFL quarterback. Everything's faster, Leo. The play clock, defense is disguised. You have top of their profession people, your defensive coordinators. You have veterans that know what to do. All of that, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And understand this. When college quarterbacks comes out, and there's two things colleges are not putting out right now, pro-level quarterbacks and pro-level safeties, simply because all of them now have moved down on defense The safeties have moved to linebacker. The linebackers have moved to end because of the spread offense. They need speed. But quarterbacks, when they get to the NFL, the first thing they got to do brand new is identify the mic. That doesn't happen in college. They don't worry about that. They got to identify the mic. They got to call the protection. I mean, Tom Brady here last week said that he wasn't comfortable with the offense till week 9 or 10. Like, he would call the play and look at his wristband again and say, okay, fine. And now we're talking about a 20-year veteran who probably had more trouble with the language than anything else, you know, because he's getting a different lingo for New England for 20 years, and now he comes down to Tampa. Now, you know, with Bruce Arians' offense, it's a little bit different, and it takes a while to get used to, you know. Like he said, you go from English to Spanish, and you just don't do that right out of the gate. And Tua, again, Gus, there's sometimes he didn't even play in the third quarter. And, you know, everybody talks about the SEC being the greatest conference. Okay, fine. But, you know, there's some really bad teams in there that you can pretty much, you know, just show up and win.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we also saw this week was other quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson sort of sit there and say, hey, look, my focus is on this season, not the contract. Leo, I'm normally not this guy, but I'm Lamar Jackson. I'm not playing a regular season game without a new deal based on how I'm used, based on that I get injured. I'm not going to be compensated like I probably should, right, in this rookie deal that he had. He's won an MVP, and he rushed for 1,000 yards last season, Leo. He rushed for 1,000 yards. That's like the standard for NFL running backs on a great year in the backfield. So I'm him, the way you use me, right? I mean, what do you do if you're Baltimore, though? The going rate's 40. Are you giving them $40 million, or do you have to?
Gus, I'll tell you what. They've got to come up with something, or they're just starting to price themselves out of the market for quarterbacks. Again, the problem is you went so much in, and, you know, Kansas City, when they signed Mahomes to that, you know, monstrous deal, which in 5 years is going to look really good for Kansas City, but it's really bad now because now you set the bar in the 40s. You know, $40 million with a salary cap, that takes a lot of that cap out of there. And, again, you got to come up with a creative way to do it. I think you try to sign him to a contract, but you got to decide, okay, is he my guy? If he is, let's sign him to 6, 7, 8 years and guarantee the first 2 or 3. That way, if it comes down the pike that, you know, we got to get rid of him because he got hurt or whatever, or something just happened, then it's not going to be that cap hit that you're going to take. But, again, the going rate for quarterbacks is astronomical.
It's pretty high. And then the other thing that we spoke about this week when it came to quarterbacks was Carson Wentz talking about pressure. Look, this is, he says, it's a position you put yourself in being a quarterback, and obviously a move like he made. Quarterback has been a huge topic this offseason and going into this coming year. I played the game, who has more pressure? Saints, new starting quarterback, which we think is Winston, but I'm just saying it's the new starter, or a couple of other teams. Let's just start the division. Saints, new starter, or Sam Darnold?
Oh, Sam Darnold, absolutely, because of such a high pick. And, you know, going to the Jets, that was his problem, that there was nothing around him. I'm not a big Sam Darnold fan, but also when you've got nothing around him, he's not going to get any better. He's going to hopefully with Joe Brady and Matt Rhule get a whole lot better in Carolina. So, yeah, there's more pressure on him, I think.
Matt Ryan, our Saints' new starter.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. I think Saints' new starter, because no matter what you do, you're going to be compared to number 9. And that's a tough situation, because it almost is an unfair situation, because you're not going to pull a Drew Brees out. You know, he's a once in a... Look at him, and Gus, you can help me out on this. They said he was 6 foot. I say, if he's 6 foot, I'm buying you a poor boy when I come to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's even that tall. And to do the things he did physically was amazing. And, yeah, I think the Saints quarterback has a lot more pressure on him.
Tom Brady, Saints new starter.
Tom Brady. Gus, I'm in a city right now that people are talking 20-0. It is
20-0.
Gus, it is scary. People are saying 20-0. I'm going,
oh my goodness,
it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh.
They're going to have trouble going 7-0 because of the scheduling, because of the time, because of the days. So, yeah, Brady, I think he's got the pressure on him because, Gus, when it happened, and it's going to happen, when he starts to go downhill,
yeah.
And again, it may not be for 2 or 3 more years. You know, the guy's a medical marvel, and I can't figure out, you know, what he's doing. But whatever he's doing, it's working for him. But, yeah, the pressure's on him.
That's interesting. I would think since he would – to me, the fact that he left New England, brought another championship – I almost feel like he's playing with house money right now. You know, it's just I think he solidified any arguments about certain things, and to me, I would feel like he didn't feel sort of that pressure. But to your point, I understand that in terms that he probably and he because you bring up something he talked about this offseason. He talked about that he would trade those Lombardis, or he said what 3 of them, right? He said he would trade half of those for that perfect undefeated season. So Leo, it's on his mind.
Oh, it is, and Gus, let me tell you. The ticket to go to that game week 4 in New England with the Buccaneers,
yeah,
$2,500, and you've got to buy 4.
Really?
Again, that comes from my daughter's husband's parents who are just diehard Patriots fans. And I said, hey, was it a grand? He goes, $2,500. You got to buy 4. I said, I'll try to get a credential.
Oh, my gosh. Be interesting.
Yeah,
$2,500
a seat, and that's the cheapest. That's not the top of the line. That's the cheapest.
What's the season open over there, Raymond James?
Is it open, Raymond James?
Uh-oh, Leo.
I think the prices are going up a little bit, but nothing major. But
okay, so it's not like that.
Cowboys
not...
show up.
Okay, all right.
No,
all right.
No, nowhere right. near it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to make some phone calls. I want to be there when Winston returns.
I'll tell you, if Winston's the starting quarterback and the Saints are winning, it'll be interesting down here.
Ooh.
Because there was still a lot of people that didn't think, you know, Jameis was the problem, that it was fixable. So it's interesting.
Thank you, Leo. Appreciate the time.
You too. Hey, enjoy Memorial Day. And hey, what, Gus, if you get a chance, take a look at a little bit of hockey. That Lightning team with Nikita Kucherov.
Oh, I forgot to ask you about that. I'm sorry.
No
yeah,
problem.
Guy doesn't play, and he, like, has, what, 7 goals or something?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, he's like the Magic Johnson of hockey. He is tremendous. All right, buddy, take care.
We'll touch on that more next week, man, I promise. Sports Hangover final segment next on ESPN New Orleans.
Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash magic.
Where winners play every night and day.
Cash magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
you.
It's Mike Dettelia for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
We have a few responses over on Twitter to a few of the questions.
Do it, Jordan. Start next time with, like, welcome back, though.
Welcome back to The Sports Hangover. Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
Yeah. What's next Friday?
Last segment of the show. Of the week.
Just kind of.
Next Friday.
I'm getting you ready for next Friday.
Next Friday, it's.
Wait. Hold on. Do this, and then I need some
okay.
music.
Okay, yeah. No problem. Peter, in response to the Paul Maneri retiring this morning, class act, great career, wish him the best. Few bad breaks, unfortunately, will be remembered for not towing the line, the LSU's lofty expectations. Mm-hmm. Neil says, sorry, but this is it. The retirement announcement. I never really cared much for him as a coach.
That's the highlight?
Although he is good as a person.
Oh, just that's the highlight opinion. Of his career? The announcement that he's retiring?
Mo just threw this out there. Pels need to give away everyone but Zion to the Warriors for Klay Thompson.
Wow.
Klay spelled with a K, not mm-hmm. a C. J-Fowl, in response to the WWE question, yeah. Is that Ric Flair... Why Ric Flair used to be at the Hornets games. Mm-hmm. And then the updated poll vote. The WWE is leading the way 66.7%.
You know what I found? You know what I found? Because you have your own sounder as well now. But I had found, we're talking about how you were hoping that this coaching staff with the Pels or... management, walk across. Remember, I said just walk across the parking lot and ask Sean Payton about a certain player back in the day. Remember what I said? Remember that guy's name?
Ask Sean Payton about this
yeah,
certain
about
player?
A certain player that he had seen enough and benched him. Remember that? Remember I played that?
Wait, yeah. Wait, what was that? Who was that player?
Do you remember who that is?
I don't. Sorry.
B-B-5-5-4-4-5. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Charlie Brown.
Charles Brown,
baby. Found it finally. I'm starting to finally transfer all this stuff from my old computer.
I see that.
Yeah. Here it is.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yep.
What's that all about?
Why I was picking on... You think Andres Pete got stuff, my fans. Do you not remember Charles Brown?
Sorry, no idea.
The first time he blocked somebody would be the first. Or the last time he blocked somebody would be the first time. This was the infamous bite at the end of the game.
I've seen enough.
Yes.
I saw enough, period. I mean, it was enough.
I mean, seriously, that's Sean in the locker room after an abysmal Charles Brown that got pulled in the game.
I saw enough, period. I mean, it was enough.
Yep. Anyway, I saw that, but it leads me to this.
Well, I don't know what that was all about, though.
Well, if you don't do a good job.
Oh, no.
After much careful consideration.
See, I finished your sentence.
Thinking. Probably one too many, because that's when this all happened. I was doing this at night, and you know what happens at night in my household.
Start thinking.
I
start running through your mind.
Said I have a few beverages.
Just imagine running to the station.
I'm going to Miami next week. Just the weekend. But I was thinking next Friday.
No one to host.
Well, no, I could find several people to host.
No one to host.
You know, the Graf would have an excellent show.
No, he's
Daniel Salerson could talk Braves for 3 hours.
No one knows.
I mean, John Forcade and others have done this already. Catherine Terrell has done a great job.
I want to.
Sharif has hosted.
Yes.
Sean Fazan has hosted the show. Larry Holder would like to do three hosts, I'm sure. Bring back to Pete. He could just talk about something completely that has nothing to do with sports, and he would make it funny for 3 hours.
Has Joe done the show by
I him? Actually, Travis, 3 hours of Laker talk would be fun.
Good luck.
I think Jack's called enough. Jack could do a show.
Could.
You know? I've seen Jack before back in the day, put on a headset. Basically, there's several dozens of people that I could actually call. And for some strange reason, it's time for the final. Going into his final semester to earn that broadcasting degree. It's time to see if he can do it. I kind of am. How long you been here? I don't even know.
4.5.
4.5 years. Would you like to host the show?
Sure, why not, Gus?
Next Friday, it is your show. You're not co-host. You're not. I'm here.
Matty Hudak will be here.
But you, it's your show. Like, I'm not even texting you. You do whatever you want.
Okay.
However you want. When you want.
Okay.
You're in and out of breaks. You let everybody else talk whenever you want. Or you interrupt them like I do.
Jordan and Uptown Ruler, says Jay Fowler.
Oh, Jordan and Uptown Ruler would be spectacular.
We can have daiquiris while we're doing the show.
I do think our normal callers will support you or make you sweat a little. I mean, hey, that's what it is. You know, maybe you'll have to answer the tough question.
I'll have some sound bites.
You'll be ready.
If you don't like my take.
Oh.
Then sound bite.
Oh. We have a theme already established. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I disagree with you. Sound bite. Hung up.
Wow. We're going to be that kind of guy, huh?
I don't agree. Hung up.
Well, be here next Friday from 12 to 3 to witness Jordan Kleber's very first ever